ハレルヤ、ハレルヤ、ハレルヤ、ハレルヤ、ハレルヤ、ハレルヤ。I am the vine, and you are the branches. Whoever remains in me, and I in him, will bear much fruit. ハレルヤ、ハレルヤ。Hallelujah. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. I am the vine, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit. And everyone that does, he prunes so that it bears more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word that I spoke to you.Remain in me as I remain in you. Just as a branch cannot bear fruit on its own unless it remains on the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Whoever remains in me and I in him, you bear much fruit. Because without me, you can do nothing. Anyone who does notremain in me will be thrown out like a branch and wither. People will gather them and throw them into a fire, and they will be burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask for whatever you want and it will be done for you. But this is my Father glorified.That you bear much fruit and become my disciples. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Today we celebrate the feast of St. Teresa of Avila. St. Teresa of Avila, when she was young, very naughty. That's why her father sent her to a convent school. She was happy because the sisters are not so serious than his father. Anyway, after 4 years, she joined the Carmelite order.For 20 years, when she was in the convent, she did not live well. Her mind is always yearning for the outside world. He tried to content people, make people happy, those who come, but in her heart, there is not yet the conversion. After 20 years,in the convent. Then there was a moment of grace for her. She completely changed herself. And together with John of the Cross, they reformed the Carmelite order. They got this cult literally.They don't wear shoes. Maybe in the beginning, Teresa yearning for all these material goods. But after her conversion, even no shoes is a sign of conversion. Together with John Paul of the Cross, they both renewed the Carmelite order.Today the gospel saying very clearly, I'm the vine, you are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in him, you bear much fruit. I guess in the beginning of her religious life, Teresa or Avila did not pay attention much to the internal world. She's always looking for material goods, even in the convent. By the age of 40, she got an extraordinary experience of the Lord. She completely changed herself. She just wanted to change everything of the order. So this is why, together with John of the Cross, they formed a new, not new order, but same order, Carmelite, but they got Carmelite discount. That means without shoes. I guess in the beginning, Teresa, the first 20 years in a convent life, she was always, her heart is still in the world. She still have a worldly heart. But after she changed herself, even no shoes, completely dissolve everything for the Lord. Simplicity. So it's important to live the word of God. I'm the vine, you're the branches. Those who remain in me, I'm in him, we bear much fruit. She brought fruit because she remained in Jesus. Of course, we are not Teresa of Avila, but still, the Lord sees us important. Jesus wants us to change the world in our environment, either in our own family or in a working place. Jesus expects us to renew the world by first renew ourselves. Start from today. Ask Jesus to give us some special grace. Every moment, we will do our best to listen, to give a helping hand, and let Jesus fulfill what he has started in us. And ask Saint Teresa of Avila from heaven to give us this grace that we can live in the gospel today. Follow Jesus. I'm the vine, you're the branches. Those who remain in me will bear much fruit. We want to bear fruit to give the Lord.